Walter Schaub is the former head of the Office of Government Ethics under President Obama. Walter, thanks for being with us. So some of those safeguards put in place are neither Hunter Biden nor the public will know who bid on or purchased the work. And if there's unusual behavior like the offer being too high, the collector doesn't appear to be interested, the gallery is expected to turn down the offer. You don't think that's enough. Why?
No, I mean, they have outsourced government ethics to an art dealer. She mentioned industry standards. It's an industry that's notorious for money laundering. There's no standards in that industry. And the idea that they're going to flag any overly priced offers, well, this is art that hasn't even been juried into a community art sale. How are they going to decide what's unreasonable when they've already priced it in the range of $75,000 to $500,000 for a first outing? This is just preposterous and very disappointing.
All right. Walter Schaub, always good to have you. We'll see you at the Hunter Biden auction in September. I'm kidding. No.
I mean, you are an art collector. People should know.
I have a very modest collection.
But you have a great eye for it.
Thank you. But the idea that an artist enters the market at $75,000
doesn't happen.
To $500,000, it just doesn't happen unless you're going for the name. And what does that name mean in this context?
They're really showing themselves to do really well. Come on, man.